Money Talks for January 21st. I'll bet you didn't know there were once millions of official U.S. coins that couldn't be spent anywhere in this country. In fact, they could only be spent in China, Japan, and elsewhere in the Far East. This is ANA's Money Talks, and today is Chinese New Year. What better day to enjoy an egg roll and a cup of tea while we talk about America's trade dollar? 19th century Chinese merchants wouldn't accept most foreign coins other than the Mexican peso. This meant American traders buying Chinese goods had to pay a premium of up to 15% for those hard-to-come-by pesos. California traders lobbied Congress for a silver dollar with more silver content than the peso to use in their China trade. And 120 years ago, they got their wish. The design of the trade dollar shows Miss Liberty seated on bales of merchandise and a sheaf of wheat. It expressed America's desire for free trade, showing Liberty extending an olive branch, symbolizing peace, toward the sprawling ocean. The trade dollar proved popular among Chinese merchants since it contained 8 more grains of silver than its competitor, the Mexican peso. To test the purity of the silver, Chinese merchants would take a hammer and punch to the coin, breaking its surface and leaving a chop mark. Some trade dollars are virtually covered with chop marks. Though it was intended for use in the Orient, millions of trade dollars ended up back in the United States. When the value of silver dropped, employers began buying trade dollars for 80 to 83 cents each and paying unsuspecting workers with them. It wasn't until the workers tried to spend the trade dollars that they realized they'd been duped. Just 3 years after the first trade dollar was produced, Congress revoked its legal tender status, leaving many people with coins that were no longer backed by the government. This has been Money Talks. Today's program was written by David Bagey and underwritten by Western Publishing Company and its Whitman Division, serving collectors for more than 50 years. This is a production of the American Numismatic Association, America's Coin Club for over a century. For a free transcript, send a large self-addressed stamped envelope to ANA, Box 2196, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80901. Request program number 79. From the ANA Lamp of Knowledge, I'm Anna, the ANA Genie, with another report on Money Talks.